Michael Moore, GOP's message is we are trying to kill as many Americans as possible. By Robert Krajicek on March 18, 2021. The Republican Party's political platform seeks to kill as many Americans as possible. Leftist filmmaker Michael Moore declared in the latest episode of his podcast published on Wednesday. The multimillionaire's self-described socialist also framed himself as a populist advocate while accusing the powers that be of murder. Moore claimed broad Republican attitudes towards government-decreed lockdowns, ostensibly issued in the interest of preventing COVID-19 transmission, is evidence of the GOP seeking to kill Americans. He alleged that Republican opposition to government-run health insurance further illustrates the party's intent to kill. "I'm for trying to make sure that as many of our fellow Americans get to live to see the summer and the fall. And Republicans are taking every opportunity they can to stop that from happening. What political party has as their message? We're trying to kill as many Americans as possible, and think that they're going to stay in office. We don't want a one-party country. Something will rise up and it'll be maybe more than one other party to try to meet the needs of as many Americans as possible. But this thing that we've got now, done, and we have to fight to make sure that it's done. It's over. Republicans are not to control U.S. Senate. The American people have spoken." The filmmaker said opposition to H.R. 1, the For the People Act, is rooted in white supremacy and the pursuit of voter suppression. "We will do everything and anything we can in the meantime to stop these laws from being passed state by state to create voter suppression," Moore said of Republican state legislators pushing election-related legislation to stop black and brown people from voting. "That is exactly what this is about. It's racism. It's white supremacy." While advocating for amnesty for millions of illegal immigrants, Moore said that white Americans' ancestors all came to America by hook or by crook. He remarked, "To many of you, not those of you who are descendants of slaves or the native peoples of this land, but everybody else, man, you, me, we got here because our people, grandparents, great-grandparents, great-great-great-great-grandparents, they got here by hook or crook. They figured it out." Republicans challenging electoral votes are critical of election law changes in 2020, which were framed by Democrats as public health measures related to COVID-19, committed treason and sedition, Moore said. "Fuck the Republicans. Stop listening to them. They have nothing to do with what the majority of this country wants. The people have spoken." The Electoral College vote was 306 to 232. Over 7 million more Americans voted for Joe Biden over Donald Trump. "We are the majority. We are the majority. Why are we still even listening to people who voted on the night of the terrorist attack on the Capitol, Trump-supporting terrorists, and hours later, the Republicans go in there and vote, 147 of them, to not count the votes of the people of Arizona and Georgia, trying to turn the election so that Trump would be declared president. It was an act of sedition and treason." The Biden administration and Democrat congressional majorities are a step towards helping make this a decent country, Moore concluded.